This is the Weekly Green.
And I'm Gretchen.
This week's topic is how to keep your house warm in winter, specifically weatherizing. It does get cold in Tucson, and I'm here talking with Michael Keith, a downtown builder who specialized in historic renovation and green building for 28 years before he took over as CEO of the Downtown Partnership in May of 2010. Hi, Michael. So tell us some tips on keeping your house warm in Tucson in the winter.
Yeah, and particularly downtown with all the historic structures, you really got to start with weather stripping. Most of these houses are so leaky that they say it's the same as having a large window open all night long, all these little cracks under the doors around the windows. And it's pretty easy to do. And you can even do it with silicone, go out and get weather stripping. They've got door snakes that go under doors to prevent the drafts there. And you really want to look at the whole house, not just the windows and the doors, but heat rises. So if the access to the crawl spaces aren't tight, it'll leak through there. Fireplaces, huge. I mean, people never think about it. They think, well, I've closed a damper. Well, those dampers don't seal at all. And heat's gone right through the chimney. You haven't closed off that access to the cooler by sliding the cookie sheet in up at the roof. You're just pouring heat right out through your evaporative cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Next big thing is windows, especially with those single-pane, double-hung wood windows. They will just pull heat out of a building unbelievably fast. Curtains, of course, heavy curtains.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure the curtains and the blinds are down below the sill level so that air isn't coming up. Bring it down a couple feet below the sill level.
So you want to cover the whole window?
You do, on both sides.
Okay.
A lot of the houses in the barrio and the historic district have concrete floors, and some of them have tile floors. Big heat loss there, plus it's really, really cold to your feet. In the wintertime, you should put runners down or area carpets. Prevents a loss down through the concrete now to the ground, but it also keeps your feet from getting cold. And you really want to make sure your feet and your head are stay warm.
How about wood floors?
There's not much you can do there. You're not going to be able to seal the heat loss through those because they're fairly porous, the tongue and groove.
Mm-hmm.
But cover them as much as you can with carpets and slow it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That, unfortunately, can be a big heat loss into the crawl spaces underneath. Wherever you can put carpets down, it's really going to help in the winter, particularly in the rooms that you need to stay warm, like a bedroom. I would go corner to corner in a bedroom in the wintertime if you don't want to spend a lot of money, and just make sure that room is kind of sealed off.
Well, those are some very informative and helpful tips. Thank you so much, Michael, for coming in.
Hey, Gretchen, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.